I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
One retired Utah deputy chief of police says the Illinois shooting yesterday is a reminder of the importance of risk assessments for events like parades. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, the fire burning on the mountainside above Centerville is now 10% contained. Firefighters and choppers are attacking hotspots across the 129 acres. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
In Murray, we've had this accident almost cleared 4500 South. It's been affecting traffic in both directions near the I-15 overpass. And we also have utility work that continues to affect traffic if you're traveling northbound State Street at the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another hot and dry day, and it's just going to get hotter. Get ready for a stretch of triple digits. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
97 degrees. Now, KSL's top national story. From ABC News.
Police knew the man arrested after yesterday's deadly mass shooting at a Chicago area parade. In 2019, cops were called to his home about attempted suicide, and then months later about a threat. Police seized knives, but no arrest. Mental health pros were called, says police spokesman Chris Covelli. And about yesterday's attack?
Investigators have been really tirelessly working since Crimo was taken into custody, trying to determine motive. At this point, there is no definitive motive that he had.
This is Aaron Katursky. Suspected shooter Robert Crimo came to the Chabad house in Highland Park during Passover this year. The rabbi's wife said Crimo left on his own after his presence raised concerns at the synagogue. Authorities in Lake County, Illinois said so far they have no indication the July 4th parade attack was racially or religiously motivated. The rabbi's wife said authorities are aware of Crimo's visit to the synagogue during Passover. They're also aware of social media content that includes white nationalist ideology. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
News. Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We're learning that the Great Salt Lake has hit its lowest level ever. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, Laura Vernon with the state's Department of Natural Resources. Hi, Laura.
Hello there.
Glad you're with us, Laura. The lake is down like a tenth of a foot. So what's the big deal? We're talking about mere inches.
Right. So over the weekend, the lake hit its new historic low. It surpassed the historic low that was reached in October of this 2021. So here we are, fast forward a couple of months, and we've again reached a new historic low, and we're only going to continue to drop over the next couple of months until we get to October, when the lake usually sees its lowest point of the year.
And every tenth of an inch that it reveals more lake bed. And we're hearing, of course,
correct,
over the past few months that dried lake bed has a crust beneath which you will find toxic dust. So is this toxic dust already blowing around whenever we have a windstorm?
Yes, I think that's been evident in a lot of the dust storms that we've seen over the last couple of months. As the wind kicks in, the dust kicks up. A lot of the dust that we're seeing from the exposed lake bed is generally headed to the east and to the north of the Great Salt Lake. So where a lot of the population lies is where the dust is headed.
Is there any measurement that's been taken of the actual concentration of toxic metals in that dust, or are we guessing at this point?
We have done some studies about the composition of the dust in and around the lake. And there are naturally occurring elements that are found on the lake bed, you know, as water flows downstream, down into the lake, and the lake dries up, you have a lot of those elements then exposed and blowing around. And that's, you know, from all sorts of uses that happen upstream, agricultural uses, industrial uses. So a lot of that, those elements still exist even if after the water's gone, and those are what's blowing around in the dust. But I think the important thing to understand is that cumulatively it all contributes to an increase in particulate matter, which is what we don't, which is, you know, what we don't want to be breathing in, and which what contributes to, you know, increase in cardiovascular issues and concerns with breathing.
Thanks a lot.
So, yeah, it's the increased particulates, not just the, you know, the specific elements that are in the lake bed dust.
All right. Thanks so much. We have to run. Laura Vernon is with the Department of Natural Resources. We appreciate you coming on. Again, the Great Salt Lake down at its lowest levels ever recorded.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.